You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
About changing the world. This is Filippo here on Life Changes with Filippo, and I have known our guest for a couple years now, and every conversation we've had has just been one more enlightening than the other. And it's interesting that lately I've had a couple ideas that I just ran by him today, and he says, yeah, that's what we were talking about a couple years ago. Like, oh, I thought it was me. On some level it is me. He's me. Our guest is me today. in the form of a man by the name of Don Estes, who is a certified medical technologist, a laboratory director, a neuroscientist, and is one who has lectured worldwide on sensory science and vibrational medicine. He has appeared on CNN, NBC, ABC, Entertainment Tonight. He's hit them all, actually. Science Frontiers and the Discovery Channel, Beyond 2000 and Next Step. The show Next Step actually won an Emmy Award in 1994. So congratulations, Don. In addition, his work has been featured in Wired, Computer Design, and Los Angeles magazines, and many other national, international media. He is also the author of many articles, as well as a book called Harmonic Law, The Science of Vibration, which is one of the most complete compendiums of scientific and philosophical knowledge ever assembled. He is the founder and director of InnerSense Inc., and inventor of Vibra Sound Sensor. Actually, if we start going into all his inventions, we'd be here all day. So with that,
why don't you just say he's a genius?
And he's a genius. And he is with us here in the studio. If you go to www.thejointstudios.com, you can see it live. And if you just want to hear it, go to lifechangesnetwork.com. We'll be right back here with Don Estes on Life Changes.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook, and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back, and actually, there's a full house here today. We've got some really special people here in the studio, but as always, we've got Mark Lejeune as co-host and our producer sometimes on the mic, Scott Steele.
Sometimes.
but you can't see him, but we can, and he's lovely. In any event, you know, it's funny. Earlier I said that I have been thinking things, and I shared some of the things that I was thinking this very weekend with our guest Don, and he says, "Yeah, you're right on top of the work that I'm doing." And so two things in particular. So this weekend I was out of town and I was performing three big shows, and it was a really difficult situation. And without going into all of it, the shows went great. However, leading up to it, there was just the preparation couldn't, you know, wasn't there, the musicians, blah, blah, blah. There's all this stuff going on. And I honestly didn't know how this was all going to come together. And I heard myself say, I have no idea if this is going to come together. And I thought, wait a minute. I flew out here. I'm paid to do this. There's a paying audience that's going to be here. And people expect a show. Whatever circumstances made it so that, you know, this is really difficult. It doesn't matter to those people and to me either at this point. So I said to myself, somehow this is going to be a great show, all three of them. And I kind of chuckled, like, right. But then I'm like, no, somehow this is going to be a great show. And so I'm like, I have to somehow find a way to make that happen. So and then I shared that with Don. He's like, yeah, you're right on top of the work, man. And so then you and I, Mark, were talking earlier today, and I said, you know, so much happened this weekend. It's like more than has ever, you know, happened in a month. But come to think of it, about that same amount of stuff happened last weekend, and you said, and yesterday. and so my thought was that maybe more isn't necessarily happening, although it's possible. But maybe we're just more conscious of the more that's happening. That's always been happening. We just weren't conscious it was happening.
Yeah, more aware. No question about it.
Right?
Yeah. I was noticing that when we talked about it last week, and then you know, I was at Lightning in a Bottle the week before, and stepping back, and then this past weekend I went to there was a live concert downtown, and I was with my son, and I was in a place to really not be participating because I didn't even know I was going down there. So I was more watching other people and feeling the energy and walking in and out of people's fields. And I it was stunning because I was recognizing the difference in myself as I was perceiving and feeling the different energies and being able to dial into what the different people were feeling, the states of mind they were in, and how many people were authentically entertained and participating, and others were kind of participating
pretending
because they felt like that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm
there,
I'm bobbing my head, but not passionately engaged. And so that's what I came away with, is exactly what you're talking about. There's a greater awareness and a greater tapping into and an expansive perception that I'm now having to learn.
You know, this is actually a really good point to bring time to bring in our guests, because what do we do with all that awareness? Because we could really screw things up the more we know.
Yeah, I was thinking about how this shift that we're going through doesn't come with a rule book.
Right.
Or the rule book is now just being revealed.
It's the Wild West.
Yeah, you're right. So maybe, you know, now that we know more, maybe we need to know more of what to do with the more. So with that, let's bring in our resident genius, actually. Once again, he's a certified medical technologist, a laboratory director, and neuroscientist. Don Estes, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, Don.
Thank you so much.
Well, what do you think about our little conversation here?
Well, I think it boils back down to what we were talking about earlier. You just have to watch what you say. It's okay to think something, but manifestation goes through a cycle. There's like a four-quadrant cycle that manifestation goes through between intention and manifestation. So first you have the intention, you have the thought of doing something, which is purely imaginary. But the minute that you express it, the minute that you whisper it or say it or even stomp your foot to express the thought, you make it real. And you set into action a bunch of natural forces that progress to make that come true.
Wow.
So it goes through this process of intending, then the expression of the intention, and then action is taken on the expression, and then it's manifest. But it has to follow all four of those quadrants in order to manifest itself. So if you skip one, if you have an intention or a thought and you skip the expression part and you just jump into acting on it, it sometimes doesn't work and you wind up just acting and acting and acting and never really getting anywhere with it. So you have to back up and make sure that the expression is right first and then take the action on it. So that cycle really has to take place for an intention to manifest
itself. Do you mind sharing that cycle again? I want to write it down.
Yes, it is a four-step cycle. There's first intention or thought,
okay,
which is purely imaginary. But then the second step is expression, where you say it or whisper it, or you draw a model of an invention that you're going to create, you plan an event, or something like that. So you express
like it. I was doing this weekend.
Right. And then you actually take action on that. And once you take action on it and nurture it enough, then finally it will manifest itself.
And the fourth is the manifestation of it. Wow. Okay. You know, it's interesting. On the plane, I just got back actually, and happily in the studio here with all of you. On the plane, it's a 5-hour flight, and there was an older lady sitting next to me, and she said, "I have to go to the bathroom. I'm so sorry." She was in the middle seat. I was on the aisle. She said, "I'm so sorry. I know I'm bad." And I thought, you're not bad. You know, 5 hours, you have to go to the bathroom. Why does that make you bad? And I'm thinking, what is that doing to her? What does that do? Saying that. She probably says it all the time.
Yeah, well, it's let me put it like this. The ability of an intention to manifest itself is directly proportional to the quality of its expression. And so it's one thing to say, I want to quit doing something. I want to quit smoking or whatever. It's another thing to say, well, that's so important to me. I want to write it down in my day timer. It's another thing to say, well, it's so important to me. I want to do it at the same time every day, or I want to do it 3 times a day. I want to be aware of that. So all those are really just different ways of expressing the same intention. But the higher the quality of the expression, the more chances are that it can become real. So that's why we work so much in the algorithmic domain, to where we can use formal languages. So I could give you an informal set of instructions on how to get to my house that would be pretty simple. But if we were trying to get a robot from here to my house, we'd have to have a big, thick manual that would describe every little detail that it would encounter.
Now, you're talking about kind of the optimal way, right? When people finally get to a place where their habits are such that they can, you know, pay attention to what they're saying, you know, be in a positive, affirmative state of intention all the time. How about, you know, I'm playing with this with some friends of mine that are staying aware of kind of past programming, stating an intention, realizing they may have said, oh, I'm bad or whatever, you know, referencing his example, but whatever the wrong or not desired intention was, going back and canceling that and then reaffirming the new intention. What do you think about that in terms of people that are still, you know, kind of on training wheels and starting to practice getting into the habit of stating the intention they desire first all the time?
I'll say this, that we have a lot of mathematical proof from we have a world-class supercomputer that we do a lot of modeling on. So we a lot of our knowledge and research comes from this this world-class supercomputer. And we have a lot of data, a lot of mathematical proof now that when you iterate the output of a system back into the input of the system, you actually amplify it. It falls under the category of, I believe, Boolean algebra, or what they call butterfly math, of how little tiny small changes can create big things over time. And so the whole idea of repatterning something to us kind of seems backwards because it's basically iterating the output of something back into the input. So if you get sick and you go to the doctor and you start talking about what's wrong, you're basically iterating the output back into the input. And what that does is it amplifies it, and it sets up a situation to where it can absolutely never, ever go away.
Because you're also telling other people, too, who keep asking, what's wrong
exactly.
with you?
Exactly. And then when you go the further step, when you name it, when you say, oh, that's this.
You have
whatever,
that, right.
Then it really locks it in. So we promote more or less not reiterating or trying to repattern old things. We support starting where you're at. and going forward.
Hmm. Hmm.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, let's start here and go forward to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about something that actually helps us do that repattern, right? And that's called the portico.
That's correct.
Okay. I got it right. All right. See, it's working. When we come
You're getting smarter already.
just from the presence of every... Just in time.
Yeah. Saved by the break.
Yeah, okay.
Go to the break, Marty.
All right. So live from the Joint Studios in Burbank, this is Life Changes with Filippo, and we're having a lot of fun with our guest, Don Estes, right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back, and we're already having some fun here with the equipment that our guest Don Estes brought into the show, and we're gonna experience here in just a little bit. But before we do, so before we went on break, Mark asked a really good question, and it was piggybacking on my question. It's kind of like, so what I understand on is this. So let's use another the example of I'm bad. So the lady said on the plane, I'm bad. Or Mark's friends might say the same thing. Let's just say I just said it. Well, if I say, well, I'm not bad, you know, saying I'm bad, if I keep, you know, that bad, saying I'm bad is not a good, now I'm reiterating the bad and I'm just making the bad worse. So instead, besides using what you're going to show us now in a minute, what I should do is just say, I'm fantastic. Start there, right?
Well, we don't like for people to
lie
to lie to themselves.
So I'm... Wait a minute.
Wow. Take a hint, police officer.
And that's our show.
Boy, Don, please.
So great having you here today.
Don, I'm liking you already.
I hear where you're going. Go on. I like it.
Well, it's a matter... what we like to do is we like to have a person say who they are as an optimal person. Rather than who they are as a messed up person. So that puts you in a situation where you're given regard to both aspects of yourself. So it'd be easy for a person to say, well, I'm 95% all messed up. I've got all kind of problems and all kind of issues. But there's one little piece over here about me. When everything's right and I'm feeling good and everything's going right, that's who I really am. Mm. And so we'd like to have people just state that about themselves. So instead of focusing on what's wrong or any particular thing, we just like to have them state who they are as an optimal person.
Yeah.
And what we find is that the more they do that, there's only so much space inside. And once you start filling it up with all the good stuff, it actually runs the bad stuff out the back door and you don't really even have to address it.
So in other words, screw the 99%. Let's just focus on the 1%.
Well, we don't really say screw it. We just say I acknowledge that. I acknowledge that I have all of these things, and okay. I'm even mostly that. But there's this other little part of me that really is who I strive to be and who I really want to be. And so what we like to have people do is I like to – most people that will come in, they come in to state an intention. And we used to let them just state what the intention, I want this or I want that. But what we found is that it's much better to get all of those things in your mind of what you want. You want to change your health or your relationships or your career or whatever. You get all those things in your mind, and then you say, who would I be if I had all those things? And so instead of focusing on getting them or focusing on changing yourself or anything like that, you focus on who you would be if you had all of the things that you want. If you had your health and your finances and everything was perfect, who would you be? And we define that as a manner of being and a manner of doing.
Would you recommend when you're in that kind of a place of kind of wanting to be in the next that next moment? Everybody's had their successful moments that they came from, right, where they did feel good, where they were on top of the world, where something was working really well. Would you suggest visualizing going back into that moment as part of that manifestation?
That would, again,
or that's reaffirming.
That would be, again, trying to go backwards. And so,
because there's a whole school of thought that believes you're putting your body back in a state of remembering that higher place, that kind of better feeling, and then intending from
there. Well, I have to remember it. Why remember it if you can just be it?
Yeah. Okay.
And wow.
So we.
I was all backwards.
That's a good one.
We promote having a person come up in their mind with all the things that they want, and then consider who they would be if they had all those things that they want. And we define that as a manner of being and a manner of doing. A manner of being is how they are in the world. Like if you were to describe any person that you would use adjectives to describe them. They're happy, they're sad, they're depressed, they're enthusiastic. You would use adjectives to define them. That's a person's manner of being, how they are in the world. But we also have a manner of doing, what we do with our time. So you start talking about yourself, of who you are. You start defining yourself with adjectives, and you say, and if I had everything that I wanted when I'm my true self, this is what I do with my time. And so you start defining what you do with your time when you are that little piece of yourself that's perfect. And you start filling yourself up with all that, and it just drives the other stuff out the back door, and you don't have to address it.
It sounds like you should have been in The Secret, because this is like a missing link or something.
This is basically the science. This is the science behind The Secret. This actually defines how the law of attraction takes place. You've heard people say before all about the law of attraction, and it has to do with intention. However, what we've been doing is we've been defining the science of that. How does an intention change from an intention to actually a manifestation, and what's the science of that? What physical, tangible things happen to actually make that take place?
Wow.
I just wanted to ask, Don, you had mentioned the woman that said, I'm bad.
On the plane, yeah.
You were identifying people and going for a specific thing that they wanted. If they can identify the block and then try and achieve the opposite of that, is that where the portico steps in?
We would just have them not even consider the block.
Wow.
There's... The block, if you talk about the block, it just makes the block
more manifestation of the block.
And so it's better to just stay focused on where you're going. I learned this really when I was a child. I used to race BMX bikes when I was young. And I learned early on that if you look at the hole, you're going to fall in the hole.
Right.
And I trained myself so hard to never look at the hole. And I could win races. But the second you look in the hole, you're in the hole. So you learn to not look at the hole, not look at what's wrong or what the block is or what's in your way. You just look at the goal and where you're going, and you just focus on that, and that seems to do the
trick. I could just hear some dad out there saying, you got to be realistic, son. There's a hole there, and you got to get around it, right?
Well, you know, that's true, too. There's an actual part of everything and a potential part of everything, but you have to give regard to both of those things. So a lot of people will give only regard to the actual parts in their life. I'm bad, or I'm this, or I'm that. Other people will be very airy-fairy and all potential about everything. Oh, I'm all this and I'm all that, even though they don't live up to that all the time. But some kind of acknowledgement of both of those things is important. I have this actual self, but I'm also still partly hidden in potential.
The other example that came up while you were talking about that is the high wire. Right, they tell you. Obviously, you have to acknowledge the fact that there's nothing underneath the wire. But at the end, you know, they're telling you not to look down.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know where to look anymore, but I do know that you have something to show us, and I'm going to look there. Throughout our conversation, somehow your amazing, scientifically magical software that used to be just months ago or within the year, actually on some huge computer somewhere, right?
Yeah, just 6 months ago, it required a world-class supercomputer to run this. But luckily, the modern computers had to include GPUs as well as CPUs for all the graphics processing that's going on. And we've learned how to repurpose the GPU as a math coprocessor to do some of the nitty-gritty work that the supercomputer used to do.
Wow, okay. And so while we've been talking, this protocol, that's what I said. I'm focusing on saying it right.
Avoiding the hole. Avoid the hole.
has been tracking our voices and making images of us talking, right?
Yes.
Can we show that now, actually?
Yeah.
And can you describe what we're watching?
Yeah. This is sort of the control page of the system, and let me just say before we talk too much about this, let me just say a few things about the program and what it is that how it works, and
yes,
that sort of thing. We've been for the past 25 years, my companies have been focused on developing and researching and developing transformational technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that you basically have to have three things to affect transformation on something. You have to have a level of reality that you're going to affect the change at. You have to have some way of measuring things that are going on at that level of reality.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to have some way of changing that reality. And so what we've done is over the years, we've followed this track of trying to find the most primal, fundamental level of reality, because if you can affect change at that level of reality, you can affect everything. Over here in the time domain with us, if a person has a problem, it has physical aspects, mental, emotional aspects, physical aspects to it, and you have to address all of those. But at the most basic, fundamental level of reality, it's all homogeneous. It's all the same thing. The only variable at that level is the difference between the actual and the potential parts of a thing. And so what we've done is we've developed a technology to actually measure that. And it deals with pure science of looking at the wave function. Everybody now pretty much in the industry or that are listening to you is pretty much familiar with the fact that everything is a vibration. But they taught us in high school that vibration breaks down even further into a sine wave and a cosine wave. Do you remember those?
I do.
Those words?
I do.
And what they didn't tell you is that the equation for the wave function not only includes the sine wave and the cosine wave, but it includes these little multipliers that determine how much sine and how much cosine are going to be there. And the engineers call this real and imaginary. And all of our research is focused on that. What are those? What are the real and the imaginary? Because they are the smallest, most indivisible components of any reality. And what we've discovered is that the real component comes from the operator or the player of the machine, as opposed to the imaginary stems from the inherent body of the instrument.
Mm.
And so at the most basic level of reality, we are just that. We are a player, but we are also an instrument. So we have this instrument that we live in, but we're also the player of the instrument. And we know now that all human suffering stems from the difference between those two aspects of oneself, just like a piece of music or just like a machine does.
Wow.
The more integrated a player is with the instrument, the more beautiful the music. The more integrated an operator is with a machine, the more productive the machine is and the less it breaks. And so what we've done is we've created a technology that can actually measure that. So we can go to this most primal level of reality, breaking the vibrations down past the sine wave and the cosine wave into the real and the imaginary, which we now call automata. Automata are these real and imaginary, smallest, most indivisible components of any reality. And then we can plot them on a screen, and that's basically what you see here.
Wow.
In fact, let me increase the size.
Oh, okay. So, and it's moving while I'm talking, yes.
So this would like be, that. This we call a spectral matrix or the spectral essence of a person who is doing it. But now it's actually picking up all of our energy.
I was going to say, this is the, right. the combination of frequencies
yeah,
based
this,
on all
cool.
of our.
This is picking up all of our
we're
voices.
Beautiful.
And, and all of our breathing and pretty
and
much
fantastic.
All the energy
yes.
in the room. And it's plotting it on here because you can see that we basically have two planes there. We've got a horizontal plane and a vertical plane. The horizontal represents the real, the player, and the vertical represents the imaginary instrument. So we're just picking up all the information and we're plotting it right on there.
Yeah, for those of you who are listening and want to be seeing this, you can go to thejointstudios.com and you can see this right now as Don is talking about it. Don, we just have another minute, but tell us more.
So basically what we've shown with our patent is that all geometries stem from combinations of these real and imaginary components. So we're one step beyond the physicists now that are saying that the primary level of reality is sacred geometries. So most of them will go there with you, that it all starts with sacred geometry. But what makes the geometry is these combinations of real and imaginary components. They make all shape and form. So a person that masters the particle should be able to speak it and draw it right on the screen. So
wow.
you should be able to draw forms, shapes, pictures, images, people, structures, words, numbers, anything like that. This becomes an intentional palette upon which someone
wow.
can visualize their intention.
Wow. Anybody can have this?
Anybody can have this. It's a standalone downloadable program for
Seriously.
Windows and Mac.
Okay, what's the website?
www.theportacle.com.
P-O-R-T-A-C-L-E. Yeah, spell it for those people who don't know.
Yes.
Okay. Well, actually, this is about to run out of battery. That's a reality. And we're about to run out of time, but we'll be back here at lifechangesnetwork.com with our guest Don Estes and all these beautiful people in the studio. One person who we'll mention in a little bit. So stay tuned for that. And there's actually another product that we're going to talk about when we come back that Don has invented. We could do inventions all day with Don. But in the meantime, be back with us here at Life Changes Network, live from the Joint Studios in Burbank.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself.
Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
And we're back. And earlier we were looking at this amazing, you'll just have to go back and watch it again, because this amazing representation of what we were saying. So, Don, if we were saying negative things or harsh things or loud things, would it look, because that looked beautiful, would it look ugly?
Yes, if you just talk gibberish into it, it just disorganizes into
the really?
Just randomize and that sort of thing. And if you speak negative thoughts into it, it gets very artificial looking with squares and weird angles and that sort of thing.
Wow.
But the more beautiful you talk into it, the more geometry starts showing up. And you can actually start adding the geometries together and creating amazing images from it.
So this is like, it correlates to Dr. Emoto's work with the water, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I just do your thunder mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just
brought it up.
I heard
exactly
it in your head.
Saying.
Yeah.
Well, actually, if you take the real and imaginary components of a person and you feed it directly into a bottle of water, by sound, it causes the water to cavitate in on itself and go to its next highest level of order, which for water is vapor. And then if you reconstitute that back into liquid and drink it, you're actually drinking a substance that you're already 70% of anyway, that's already resolved the difference between the actual and potential parts of whatever intention you speak into it.
That's a whole other product.
It's called Transformant. And it's one of the it's one of the most amazing technologies I've ever worked with.
That's amazing.
You'll have to come to the studio to see it.
Yeah.
To see it in operation.
Yeah. Thank you. I accept. So, actually, speaking of Dr. Emoto, that corroborates and makes sense now what he said when I was interviewing him. I asked him if somebody says jokingly to, you know, to a friend or something and says a negative word jokingly, would the water understand that it's a joke? And he said, yes, it's the intention behind the words.
Yeah, water is the most resonant material in the known universe. It'll take on the energy of anything that's in close proximity to. So that's the only shortcoming of his whole idea there is that you can put whatever information you want on water, love, peace, whatever, and then the second you hand it to someone that's not in that state, it immediately takes on that energy.
Oh, wow.
And so the only way to avoid that is to
hold on to your water.
Well, you have to educate the water in a way that it gets it by experience rather than by knowledge. So most structured waters on the planet have the water there. They have some exogenous source like a laser, a crystal, or a coil or something that's trying to impart the information onto the water. But that's like having it in a classroom where it's distracted by a million other things. Whereas if you put the water through an experience to where it has to become the agent of its own transformation and it has to go through a transformation itself, then it remembers that.
Don, what are you doing for the next four Mondays? I think we're going to have this conversation. At least for now, we've been talking about the Portacle, in case anybody doesn't know how to say it. And if you wanted to get it, you can get it at theportacle.com, P-O-R-T-A-C-L-E.
He has a ton of products there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the website is great.
It's amazing. And then there's, I love the name, Sci-Fi Sound. Can we talk about that for the next couple
minutes? Sure, yeah. The name of our company is Sciometrics, P-S-I-O-Metrics, and it's kind of a offshoot of biometrics, and it's intended to imply that there are mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of a person as well as just physiological aspects of them that can be measured and used in feedback. And about a year ago, we made an amazing discovery that sound itself has this same situation. It has these two components. It has a part that's coming from the player and a part that's coming from the instrument. And in a live situation, those two are free to be reassembled by the listener. But when you record a live situation or a live performance, it actually locks that down into a moment of time and it loses its live dynamics. And this is why, in fact, this has been the holy grail of every artist and sound engineer and music producer since the beginning of recorded sound.
Sure.
Because everyone knows that the recording never sounds like the original live presentation. And why is that? This is something that I've been after all my life. And then accidentally, I make this discovery that this is why it happens, that these two dimensions of sound are locked together on the recording. So we have a new technology called Sci-Fi Sound, P-S-I-F-I Sound, actually a new class of sound processor that we call an audio dimensionalizer, because what it can do is it can unlock that lock and free up those two things from each other, and it makes the recording sound live again.
Wow.
And it works on anything, even MP3s, anything like that. It just so...
Seriously?
Please tell me you have that patented.
It is patented.
Okay, good for you.
It is patented. And strangely enough, it works just as well on a video signal as it does on an audio signal. So we can run a really poor quality TV signal through it and make it look better than high def.
Really?
Wow. You know,
we got to talk.
You know, we're also going to have to introduce you to another friend of ours who's been on the show a couple times. Our listeners know him, Alan Howarth.
Alan's a good friend.
You know,
oh,
friend.
Okay.
Friend,
I mean, run it through his machine, then run it through your machine, and it's like butter.
Yeah,
you start talking about congruence with phi and right our subconscious and raising consciousness and vibration.
Right. Well, most everyone else in the industry right now is still sort of hung up on the idea of frequency, and you hear people talking about this is frequency this and frequency that.
Yeah, what do they know?
But really, frequency is just a minor player in the whole thing. You know, when you dial in 95.5 on your radio dial, you don't hear 95.5 kilohertz. You hear the phases and magnitudes that are riding piggyback on that. So really the information is on the phase and the emotions are on the magnitude, which is something that's not really well talked about right now.
You know, you are so unassuming. You walked in here like, I see you at events. You pretend like you don't know all this stuff. But you know, like, so shitloads of stuff.
Well, we've been doing it for a long time, so it's just been an accumulation of knowledge, really, over 20 or 30 years.
Don, where did you learn all this? I mean, how did you come to the knowledge of this and putting it all together?
Mostly just study and epiphany of obtaining and gathering information and gathering information and gathering information, and all of a sudden, bam, you have enough information and you suddenly see a bigger picture.
Well, if Epiphany's been giving you all that information, I want to meet her too.
There's Epiphany and Epiphany.
I'm both.
Is the Sci-Fi Sound viable now too?
Yes, that's a downloadable product too.
Really? Okay.
It's www.scifisound.com, psi-fi-sound.com. You can read all about it and you can download it. It work on a Mac or a PC computer, and you can hear your music live for the first time ever. In fact, it's amazing because it's always been there. It's on your computer. It's on your CD. It's on your iPod. It's there. It's been there, but you've never heard it before. So now you can really hear it.
Isn't that like what we were talking about at the beginning of the show? Like, all this stuff was always there. We just never saw it.
Exactly.
We never experienced it. And now we're experiencing it. We didn't know what to do with it. Well, now we have you to tell us what to do with it. We're unlocking it.
You're unlocking it. So that's basically what the portico does, too, is it unlocks the person because they are phase locked as well between their player and their instrument. And it's hard to really get a handle on those two aspects of yourself. And once you could step back and you can see both of those aspects, you can start putting them together.
You know, Don, now it makes sense to me why you appeared on CNN and NBC and ABC and all that. You have a way of explaining this like it's simple. Mm-hmm. But to get to the simple, this is complicated.
I think that all technology is eventually going to lead us back to the fact that we were born with the greatest technology that the universe could ever create in a million years. But we were just born without an operator's manual.
Yes.
And so all of these technologies that I'm creating are really just for creating the operator's manual. Because we basically all have it right here. There's a pharmacy inside of here, and you're the pharmacist. You can write a prescription to feel anything you want, any way you want. But since we don't really know which buttons to push, we spend so much time figuring out these things and which buttons to push and which ones not to push, but we don't do so much in there of learning which buttons in there push what things. And so that's really what our technology is about teaching the person that they themselves are the greatest technology that ever existed, that you can't make anything better. You can just use the technology to find out how to operate yourself.
I'm dumbfounded.
Yeah,
that's
well. You know, I just want to say one thing. A lot of people know, listen to the show. I go to Agape, and what was the thing before Christmas? The winds of
It was the 2012.
You know,
the Revelation thing.
No, it wasn't Revelation. It was the one before that.
Times of change or
winds of change.
Yeah.
Winds of change.
Yes.
But Don played his machine through the sound, and this was an international event. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend, Ray Ronnie, was singing at it, and she just has this gorgeous, gorgeous voice. But explain to them what the portico does on that one, just on the musical side of things, if you would, please.
It basically just does the same thing. It just takes in whatever someone is singing or expressing into it, and then it expresses the real and the imaginary there as a matrix that we call a spectral essence. And we had that running through the entire sound system.
That's awesome. Yeah, we tried to do it here, actually, but unfortunately.
And the live feed, and the live stream as well.
It was on the live stream, and it was actually up on the big screen. So, in fact, it was really interesting when Ray Ronnie was singing. It actually they went to the portico.
Absolutely.
It had a picture of her with the portico behind her.
It was
so
amazing.
Beautiful.
It was. Well, she's a
chills.
Beautiful lady. I'm going to give her props.
All right. Well, we'll have to have her on sing for us. In any event, Don, you know, we've talked about having you on for so long, and you've just been busy, as now we know why. And thank you for being so busy, and thank you for being on with us.
Oh, my pleasure. It's been really great to be here. I look forward to coming back sometime.
Yeah,
we look forward to having you.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that, we have a friend and a special guest in the studio. We'll introduce her when she gets back. She's actually used the protocol as well, and might have a couple words to say on it when we come back here on LifeChangesNetwork.com.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace honor and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We're back, and that special guest that we've been talking about is a friend of ours, a partner, and she's a PBS producer, and she's Darla Boone, and she's used the portal without actually knowing Don, and now she got to meet him. And so what do you have to say?
Well, what I have to say is this, that I have been very interested in mind technology for many, many, many years. And so when Don and I did meet, we had an opportunity to talk about that. And I thought, okay, I understand.
Oh, you mean you met before?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, no, we're like soulmates from way, way, way back. And since I already knew about mind technology, I had an idea of what I thought this would be like. And so I went and had the opportunity to go into the experience. And this is what happened. I'm compressing this too, listeners, believe me. What happened was one of the things that that was difficult for me, more difficult than I realized it was ever going to be, was my mother's passing. And so not that I was really sad, but it was like I was in an energy thing with my mother and to let go. And so when I went into the portal and I was having this experience, I felt her presence, and I just felt this energy lift off of me. And then what happened was my daughter and I, long story with my daughter and I, a lot of healing there. I saw where my daughter and I sort of skidded off the tracks, you might say, many, many years ago. And it just became very clear to me and how what I just call the schism, the self, the big self and the little self, the thing that we are between that place of the experience of being here in the human body and experiencing all of that and what it is that we know at a much higher level. And, you know, that's that place of that we're going through, whatever transition we're going through to understand that. And what happened in this experience, I went through this experience and I got very quiet. For those of you who know me at all, that's a big deal. And when I left, it was just sort of quiet. And Don says, well, you know, just pay attention to what happens. And that whole thing just shifted and cleared. And a number of things happened in my family, just internal healings and spiritual healings without getting into all that right now, just by shifting in like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was.
There's way more to the story, but it was really beautiful and really awesome.
There would have to be, because that's a mark. I would call that a testimonial.
I'd say it's a testimonial.
Very strong one for that matter.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that Don's got, so many of these that, we have to do another show to.
As a matter of fact, we have one right now, actually.
Actually, I just talked about my girlfriend, Ray Ronnie. She actually, Don was nice enough to invite her out to the studio, and she actually went, and he has this amazing studio with a television and the stereo.
Yeah, we're going.
and she was able to sit on the portal and go through the entire system, and she talked about the affirmations. And Don talked about the affirmations. Is it affirmations that you have them say?
No, I have them say who they are as an optimal person.
Optimal person. Yeah. And she just came back. She called me right afterwards and goes, we got to meet. I got to tell you about this guy. Don is a machine. It's amazing. Oh, my gosh. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay, well, I will have to experience this. Dead.
You're so sold.
Sold. And I kind of feel like... like what we were talking about, like I can handle more of the information that's coming in now. It's like I know what to do with it. Just be the optimal person that
you are. The fantastic person that you are.
Well, no, we don't want to lie, evidently. But no, that was awesome. Actually, this was an awesome show, what can one say?
Yeah, I'm really glad we had Don on. And, I'm a big fan of a lot of this technology that's finally being revealed and more importantly, accepted and understood. You know, there's so much corroborating science now. We're moving into sound and light, and obviously the quantum mechanics has put a foundation of awareness and acceptance underneath it. So more power to you, Don.
Yeah, and more power to all of us now that we got the power. So with that, I'm Filippo Voltaggio reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Peace.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.